Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day. I'm so excited you're joining me again in this month of October. We are reading through a whole bunch of scriptures based on the seven deadly friendships, which release at the beginning of the month. And this is one of them. It's Proverbs 15:22 in the HCSB version of the Bible. And it says this: plans fail when there is no counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this very quick little verse today about wisdom. And Lord, I just acknowledge that I cannot do anything on my own. I need your community around me. I need the advice of others. I need the community to give me their wisdom, because I realize that my wisdom is limited, as well as needing your wisdom too. And so, Lord, this really is a prayer about friendship. I pray for the person listening today that you would send wise friends. Lord, maybe there have been some difficult friends in their lives. Maybe there have been some foolish friends. Maybe there have been friends who have betrayed. Maybe there have been friends who have led them astray, like Tempter Trevor in the Seven Deadly Friendships. Lord, we don't want to have those kind of temptation friendships, but we want to have good, solid friendships. People who lead us closer to you. So Lord, help us just to take a little time today in inventory and looking at our relationships and which ones bring us closer to you and which ones bring us farther away from you, and give us discernment about what to do next with those relationships, whether we need to separate, whether we need to create some strong boundaries, some small boundaries, whether we need to separate permanently and walk away, or if we need to continue to engage and help that person who's going through a hard time. Lord, I don't have the answer for every individual person listening today, but you do. And you're so beautifully creative in the way that you lead us. I pray that your Holy Spirit would just whisper into the person's ear today, hey, this is the way you should go. Walk in it. Lord, we all need counsel. We all need the wisdom of many, and we welcome advisors. So Lord, I also pray that you would give us hearts that welcome constructive criticism, and hearts that welcome things we may not want to hear, and hearts that welcome learning things about ourselves where we need some growth. Lord, help us to be humble and teachable. Help us to be lifelong learners. Help us not to get to the place where we think we have it all figured out and we're no longer teachable. Lord, I'm reminded of a conversation I had with my husband, and he was talking about a situation where he was with some church leaders, and in that situation, he discerned that one of the people was like, hey, I've got this all figured out, everything's cool, nothing can ever go wrong, and the situation bothered my husband more, the person's attitude, than the actual situation, actually. So, Lord, help us to be humble. And help us to realize we don't have the corner on the market of you. We don't understand everything. We can't see every aspect. And Lord, I think about my mastermind group and how they have been so instrumental. In fact, they were the ones that came up with this podcast idea. And I would not have even come up with it had it not been for them. And so, wow, what a cool thing that you surround us with relationships that give us ideas that are amazing and helpful and build your kingdom and make your kingdom stronger. Lord, for the lonely today, for those who are listening and they're like, you know, that's great, Mary, but I don't have anyone around me. I'm completely alone. Lord, I pray you would send a friend. And Lord, sometimes there are seasons in our lives where there are no relationships and we have to turn to things like books and to receive counsel from the books that we read. And so I pray you would send some awesome books. But Lord, I pray that my voice, maybe it's far away, but I pray my voice would be a voice of solace to those listening, that they would know they're not alone, that there's someone else in the world somewhere in Texas praying for them. And Jesus, thank you that you have strategically placed people in our lives, and there are moments and seasons where we have to walk away. There's moments and seasons where people walk away. There's moments and seasons when we move away physically, or we change our life station where we're no longer having little kids at home, and or we're now retired, or there's just all these different stages, and relationships can move in and through and morph in the midst of those transitions. And so, Lord, Help us to cling to you in the midst of the transition. Help us to hear from you. And Lord, just have mercy on us and send us amazing people, because not only do we want to be a good friend to someone, but we need someone who's a good friend to us. I pray all this in your friendly name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to help us keep this podcast on the air, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's some pretty cool things you can get. Like, I just finished a painting today that I'm going to be giving to some of my backers. And that's at the $5 level. You'll get a free painting every month in a digital format. And then at the $10 level, you will get your name on a brick. So you'll be on the Pray Every Day brick wall. And that goes up on every single episode that we have, every show note. And then at the higher level, I think it's the $20 level. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it's the $20 level. I should know since I made it. You will receive an exclusive podcast that no one else sees in the whole wide world. So those are some of the levels. Coming up next, I'm going to hopefully have some transcription done of the episode so that you can actually send them off to your friends, because they'll be written down. And that's going to be a whole nother level. We've raised about $500 a month, which just barely covers all expenses. We may need to raise about the same amount to be able to cover transcription of each episode. So I'm confident God will take care of that if he wants to. And this is one of those chatty episodes. I just want to say thank you. And thanks for all those who have supported it. And thanks for all of you who are praying for me. And I am so grateful for you. I hope you have an amazing week.